This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing toll-free. 855-450-FREE is the Pro XPN toll-free line. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Go there, create the content of the website. And you can join us via Skype on the air. Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to connect with us in that way if you have it as an option. You know, Mark, we've talked in recent weeks about the probationary system, the criminal probation system. And that's because a friend of ours, Rich Paul, has been experiencing it firsthand recently as he was sentenced to jail for a year last year for selling cannabis to willing, consenting adults. When he was let out after that year, he had a three-year-long probationary period that he began.
You can understand why somebody would take that. I mean, even though...
Well, you don't have the option to really just take or not take probation, do you? That wasn't my understanding. That was his sentence.
I think during your sentencing, you can say,
you can speak up.
I would prefer not to have any probation. Thank you very much.
I didn't know that.
Well, I think that's what he did today.
Well, I mean, I was there today. Were you there?
No, I was listening to tweets.
So,
reading tweets.
I can tell you what happened today. Basically, his own probation officer said that he should not be on probation.
Oh, I thought that they asked to put him back on probation.
No, the probation officer does not want him on probation. The probation officer pointed out they have 500 people on probation in this county and only four probation officers. And as was pointed out clearly during the trial, Rich Paul is not interested in following the probationary rules, meaning that he's going to smoke pot. And that's why he ended up getting violation of probation today, was because he had violated, you know, he'd not passed the drug test. Not only that, he admitted openly to his probation officer that he had smoked cannabis, and he is a cannabis activist. He's not going to claim that cannabis is addictive. He's not going to go through some sort of mandatory course that they want to put him through where he'd have to claim that he's an addict or something like that in order to complete the course, because he doesn't believe that.
Right.
And so, essentially, him being on probation is a waste of probation's time, because he's just going to VOP, he's going to violate probation, it's just going to be one more person they have to deal with who there's really no point. He's not going to be corrected, with quotes around it, on this issue. So, take him off probation was basically the ruling today, which is great news. I mean, that this is ultimately what Rich Paul wanted. I mean, obviously, to be released would have been ideal, but he was on a probation for 3 years, and had he been convicted of the VOP and, you know, spent a year in jail or something like that on the violation, had he been convicted of that, that year wouldn't come off his probation. So he would sit in jail for a year, then he'd be right back to 2.5 more years to go on probation as soon as he got out.
Yeesh.
So it would just continue to be this in and out kind of situation where it wouldn't do anyone any good. And I think that, you know, the probation guy saw that pretty clearly. The prosecutor, there was like three people giving opinions basically to the judge today. Actually, four of them. There was the prosecutor. The prosecutor wanted as much time as, you know, he wanted a year in jail over this. The probation officer recommended, I think it was 6 months. The defense attorney, who did a great job, actually, was a public defender, Matt Hill, did a great job. Anyway, he recommended 3 months, and the judge went with the 6 month recommendation on this. So our friend Rich Paul is going back to jail. And he is there now, as a matter of fact. He'll be there probably for about another 3 months. A little less, perhaps, than 3 months, because he was in there for 37 days pretrial. So he gets that credited off the 6 months. Then in New Hampshire, there's a two-thirds good time rule, meaning that if you're sentenced to 6 months and you're a good boy in jail, then you get
four
months. So take 4 months. Presume he gets the good time. Take 4 months. Take a knock a month off, month plus. for the time served. And you get about 3 months left, essentially. And then after that 3 months...
Chances are good. He'll change nothing about his life when he's done. And he's, I mean, this essentially has been a waste of everyone's time, right?
Oh, well, of course, this has been a waste of everyone's time from day one when they charged him with criminal acts for having a plant and selling that plant voluntarily to other human beings. And Rich Paul made a really impassioned speech more than once, basically. But the closing discussion, I guess, the sentencing discussion, the judge kind of went down the line. He actually got recommendations from, as I said, the probation guy, the prosecutor, the defense attorney, and then he heard from Rich. And the video's coming. This part was pretty great. In fact, Jay Freeville, one of the activists here in Keene, said that was the most impassioned kind of, I'm not using his right word, but the most impressive court experience that he'd ever had. It was really moving, I guess, for him. Because Rich basically spoke out at the end of this and pointed out the absurdity of all of this. I mean, it was also pointed out, by the way, that in the one of the incidents that the state was trying to get him for, which was a weapons possession claim, which they did not succeed on,
right,
by the way, the incident involved two people, or, you know, a group of people in Central Square kind of yelling at each other, and then a couple thugs came over and actually attacked one of the people in Central Square. Was not Rich. Rich did not get in the fight, but he had a monopod from a camera with him and was sort of brandishing it as he was prepared to defend himself and others if necessary.
Well, they sort of claimed that, I mean, I believe the, you know, whoever was testifying claimed that he was using it more like a shield than a sword.
Yeah, that's true. And so that was, the state was unsuccessful. Interestingly, thing about violation of probation hearings, I was going somewhere else with that, but regardless, the violation of probation hearings, it's preponderance of the evidence is what they have to convict you by. So that's not as stringent of a process as a real criminal trial.
Right, which is supposed to be beyond a reasonable doubt. However, I don't think people actually use that standard.
Yeah, there's a good argument to be made there. Yeah.
Two-thirds of felony cases that actually go to court in this country, people are found guilty. That doesn't sound to me like people who are using the beyond a reasonable doubt measure, really. In two-thirds of the cases, we can conclude that fewer than 1% of cases go to court, that somehow that two-thirds of those cases, it's beyond a reasonable doubt this person's guilty. Sounds like a bunch of state worshipers that don't want to think for themselves and want to get home for dinner is what it sounds like to me.
Right. So, but even in this trial, it wasn't beyond a reasonable doubt. It was preponderance of the evidence. And that basically means that the judge decides. He just kind of looks at what he's given and says, yeah, I think that's true, or I think that's not true.
Yeah.
Ultimately, that's what preponderance of the evidence is, so it's nowhere near as stringent. And the other thing that was interesting about violation of probation is just really these are more examples of how the probation system is designed to screw people. I mean, if you VOP, odds are good you're going back into jail. So not only because it's a preponderance of the evidence, but also because there are no rules of evidence in a violation of probation hearing. So I'll give you an example of what that means. There was at one point the video of the fight in the park,
mm-hmm,
wherein Rich is seen brandishing the monopod in a defensive sort of posture. The defense actually objected to the video being introduced based on the rules of evidence, meaning that the video has to be it has to be verified. It has to be someone has to testify to the veracity of the video itself. You know, was this the original video? Had it been modified, edited, doctored in some sort of fashion? In a regular court, that's an important question.
Right.
That's one of the rules of evidence. In violation of probation court,
they do what they want.
There are no rules of evidence. This is something I learned today in court. And I can't say I was too surprised about it.
All the better reason why not to go on probation.
Right. I mean, this probation system is designed to screw you. So the judge just let the video in. No problem. No, it was fine, ultimately, because the video shows Rich Paul being defensive and not attacking anybody. So I think that it was good, ultimately, that the video was let in. I don't think that it was a problem. But it was an interesting kind of teaching experience in that it's open season. Anything goes here at this violation of probation hearing. So not only are there no rules to evidence that that anything can be submitted that has some tangential, you know, relevance to the hearing, and then it's a preponderance of that very same evidence that has no rules attached to it as far as what somebody is being convicted. I mean, it's just crazy. That's the system. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Was really happy that 20 liberty activists were in the courtroom today, and only two Stop Free Keen folks came out, which was a little on the low side for them recently. More coming up here. You can take control. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now. Only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 3733. I'll put a link up on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter when I get a chance to link over to all the tweets that Daryl W. Perry, our regular Friday night co-host, he was in the courtroom today, and he does a great job of tweeting out what's happening in the courtroom, various different courtrooms, court hearings that he attends, and I did link those over at freekeen.com. So if you want to go back in time, you want to scroll back through the afternoon, it was about a, let's see, maybe like a 2.5 hour hearing at Superior Court here in Keene, where our friend Rich Paul has been sent to jail for a 6-month sentence. But after the 6 months is a violation of probation, so-called. After the 6 months, he will be out, and probation will no longer be hanging over his head. However, he will still have suspended sentences, meaning that if he is convicted of some other kind of misdemeanor or felony while he's out on the suspended sentence, they could then bring back that suspended sentence and do a motion to impose that sentence, which could send him back to jail for some more time. Also, don't forget, blockchain.info, that's where you go to get a free Bitcoin wallet. Probably the best free Bitcoin wallet. I don't know how many of them there are out there, but blockchain's got over 1 million people who have downloaded and hooked themselves up with the Bitcoin wallet.
Over.
Very cool, very easy to use. It's available for iPhone and Android. In fact, Android just got a new version, which is really excellent, and it's still free. You can actually go to blockchain.com and easily access their mobile software, and you can go to blockchain.info for a more full experience with all kinds of useful info and stuff. So go and check that out and get your free Bitcoin wallet today. As we continue here, again, Rich Paul back in jail. I'm sure it will only be a matter of time before he can get himself to a phone and check in with us via the hotline here in the studio. And again, the tweets from today are at freekeen.com. And there was one other thing that I wanted to point out, at least off the top of my head. I'll review the notes here in a little bit, but Rich's speech at the end was really good. In fact, you know, it might even be worth cutting out of the video. It's a 2+ hour hearing, and most people don't want to sit and watch a 2-hour-long YouTube video. Somebody likes it, but most people don't. And so maybe I'll cut that out, make it its own separate thing, because he really did a great job in bringing attention to the fact that he hasn't hurt anyone, and all of this time has been spent on this. You know, there have been hours and hours of court hearings, including his original trial. There have been, you know, these dealings with the probation officer. He's checked in, you know, countless times and been tested and hassled, and now he's going back to jail, and he spent, now you got the 6-month sentence. The original sentence was 12 months, so he spent about 8 months in jail on the 12-month sentence. He's going to spend, you know, 4 months in on the 6 months. He's going to have a year in jail after all is said and done for selling flowers. He never was alleged to have hurt anybody, never at any point hurt anyone. The prosecution was trying to get him for brandishing, for having a weapon as a felon in violation of the terms of probation. And he pointed out that, you know, and rightly so, that he was simply trying to defend himself. He wasn't brandishing anything with a threatening measure or anything like that. And the judge agreed with him on that. That was the refreshing part today, was that the state did not get their way, even with the lower burden of proof, no barrier to entry for evidence. The state still didn't win that one. And so Rich has been vindicated as a peaceful activist today, I think, and he's going to jail for a plant.
Yes,
again.
As I understand it, as a felon, this is not legal advice, but that one can defend oneself or, you know, one's immediate family, that kind of thing, if they're being threatened. So you're not allowed to have a weapon, but
you could pick one up if you're being threatened.
You can use one. You can imagine if one magically appears in your hand during a crisis situation, you're allowed to use it.
If you were in a scuffle with somebody and they had a weapon and then you were able to take it.
Yep. I think that's the case. Here in New Hampshire, there's an interesting case that came through this year, which is, sort of distinguishing what is active possession and how does it relate to people's right to keep and bear arms. So, for instance, my wife has the right, the inalienable right to keep and bear arms, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the laws in the state of New Hampshire and around the country are that I'm not allowed to have active possession of a weapon. Now, active possession, as it was defined by to me in the most rigorous sense, this is the most, the way a court would be most rigorous in defining it is that if a weapon is closer to me than it is to you, that's active possession. So, you're 3 feet from it, I'm 2 feet from it, it's mine.
Okay.
but that, you know, this is sort of impractical. The judge pointed out this is really an impractical way to apply this rule in, you know, in real life. Like, people live in this house.
Yeah.
So how do you – how does a woman who wants to keep and bear arms, or, you know, who's married to or living with a man who's convicted of a felony, how does she get to practice her right to keep and bear arms? So it's very sort of an interesting case that's out there, and I don't know if – I don't know how it's all going to come down, but it looks like in many ways that, you know, the people are beginning to see that simply a felon walking by a steak knife doesn't mean that everybody in the room is going
to
die.
All right, let's come back to the felon's weapons issue here in a moment. I've got Bob on the line in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Bob.
Hi.
Hey, Art. You're on the air.
Yeah, it's good to talk with you again. I really enjoyed the meeting we had online on the phone last time. I had an idea that I wanted to share with you.
Sure, go right ahead. We love ideas.
Well, you know that I am not in favor of government generally. I think that we can do just fine without government. And I've been looking for some time at the transition. How do we get from having this oppressive burden to not having it? And
darn good question.
Yeah. I know a lot of people ask that question. And I came up some years ago with a method that might be an interim step in the right direction. You need to understand I do not like the thing I'm going to suggest because it involves continuing the existing system for a while, but we could modify it in a way that would make it a little less unpalatable. And that
so
is
what would that be?
Simply this, instead of saying, okay, we're going to end taxes, which I certainly hope will happen eventually, but while we cannot yet say we're going to end taxes, let's give control of how the taxes are spent to the taxpayers. Let's have a simple online procedure that anyone and everyone who pays taxes can follow. They go online, fill out an online form, and they specify for each thing they want to support with their taxes, what percentage of their taxes will go for that particular.
I like it. I think we need to see that happen here in New Hampshire, and it's actually something I proposed as well. In fact, as minister in the Shire Free Church, and Mark is one as well, the church has decided that in regards to the church parsonage here, we'll be paying only for the services that are valued by the church, like clearing the roads, you know, protecting people from actual criminals, real murderers, and things like that. And but if that were built into the system to give people the option, look, just fill in the blanks here. How much do you want? Here's what we recommend. Here's what we're asking for. And you know, how much are you actually going to give to these various different bureaucracies? I think that would be a smart idea. Bob, thanks for the call tonight. There's more coming up here. 855 450 free. And I think that if it's going to happen anywhere, it's going to happen in New Hampshire with the Free State Project. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want, whether it's a proposal for a new tax system, as we just heard a moment ago, which I have to say, I'm behind it. I like the idea that Bob proposed a moment ago, where taxpayers would be essentially allowed to decide which way their money is allocated within the government. That makes sense to me. It turns government into essentially a voluntary association.
More so. I mean, you wouldn't have the choice of whether or not you would send them money, but you would
Why not? If they haven't provided services to an individual, they don't feel if they're in dispute, then they should be able to give zero, don't you think?
I'm certainly for that.
But wasn't that what was being proposed?
I was hearing more like, you know, you give your money and then you get to allocate where the money goes. So everybody's taxes are $3,000 this year, and then you can allocate, you know, where do you want the money to go? And I suspect that you know, at that point you're asking, you know, one of the problems there is you're asking amateurs to do the allocation that accountants should be doing. You know, it's like,
well, they could take the recommendations. What I was saying was that maybe my proposal is a little bit different from Bob's, but mine would voluntarize the tax system, make it voluntary, make it consensual. And then essentially the government could send out a tax bill with a based on the valuation of the homes, just like they do today. Here's the recommended amount that we think you should pay, and broken down by all the different departments. If you pay our recommended amount without filling out this form, then this is where things are going to go. But if you fill out the form, then you can adjust the amounts as are appropriate. I would like to see that happen, because then the different bureaucracies would be more interested in good customer service.
Agreed.
Knowing that, well, every year they're not guaranteed to bring in the same amount, so they need to make sure they treat people nicely, or at least
as nicely
as they
can. Let me ask you this. If your cell phone company sent out a bill to you that said, how much would you like to pay for the service that we're giving you?
That's different, because you are in an agreement with the cell phone company. You have signed some sort of a contract. Now there's an argument to be made that the contract is bunk in the first place, because it's being offered by a corporation, hasn't really been signed by another person, but that's another issue. The point is, you did agree to those rates.
Agreed to an understanding.
Yeah. That's not the case with most people in the government. Most people never agreed to all the rules and taxes and bureaucracy. They just happen to be born somewhere, or move somewhere for a job, or move somewhere for a family or for a lover or something like that. And they never signed a contract with the government there, ever. And if they did sign something with the government, it was probably under threat, duress, and coercion, or one or the other.
Well,
so it's invalid.
A lot of people would claim that simply coming onto the government's property, which is to say the city or municipality or county or state that the government is in charge of, puts you under a certain jurisdiction.
That's
like
a
myth. Agreed.
That's basically
it's
a religious belief.
It's not untrue when you talk about your property, right?
It's not their property. They are a criminal gang. Everything they have, they got because they stole from people. So if you steal a bunch of money from somebody and then you go and buy a bicycle with that, that's not your bicycle. You've stolen people's money. So ultimately, it's the people whose money was stolen's bicycle, and they would have to liquidate it and then divvy up the proceeds from that liquidation. But it's not your bicycle, even though you went to the store and handed over stolen money to buy the bicycle. Same thing with the government. It's not their roads. It's not their buildings or their cars. They just possession. They have active possession of those things. So, you know, ultimately, it's theirs by virtue of the fact that they control it, but it's not theirs in any sort of legitimate means.
There you go.
You can share your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. You know, Mark, you were talking about being a felon in possession of a weapon. What are the rules? Now, obviously, it's probably different in every state, but you're not allowed to have a knife? I mean, is it true you can't even cut a steak?
Well, okay,
that doesn't
so
make sense.
I was under that impression for some time. I've had a lawyer looked into it, and, you know, I mean, there's a line in there that somehow or another I didn't see that's really just as plain as the nose on my face. So in the state of New Hampshire, I can't have a knife if I wield that knife in a deadly way. So,
okay.
For instance, if you were to hold a knife on me and threaten to or stab me with a knife, it would be aggravated battery, right?
Sounds okay, right?
Right. So if I were to stab you with a knife, it would be aggravated battery and a weapons violation for a felon.
Uh-huh.
So because I wielded the knife in a deadly fashion. So
if you were to offensively stab me.
Correct.
Okay.
So what we have going on here is essentially them just piling up charges as though one really needs it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really sort of a silly thing. But I can legally use a knife as a, you know, to cut a steak or whatever. I thought you couldn't. However, I cannot possess a Billy's.
Would Billy's be like a monopod for a camera? Like
it really
Rich
just
Paul
depends on what they
had?
Want to define it as. I mean, what is a billy club? Mm-hmm. It is a stick. I cannot possess a slung shot, which is a weight at the end of a rope.
So I cannot possess
a sword cane, although I can have a cane and can have a sword. I can't have a dirk, but
on.
I can have a sword.
Hold on, I'm crazy. I'm confused. So the sword cane you can't have.
Correct.
But yet you said that you could have a weapon so long as it's not used
no,
as a
I
weapon.
No, I said a knife.
You can have a knife.
Specific.
I see. So a certain blade shorter than a certain number of inches.
Yes. And it's also an additional felony for me to use anything as a deadly weapon in the state of
New
Hampshire.
Got it.
Now, around the country, there's like this rule that is nationwide that a felon can't possess a weapon that is, you know, a firearm that is manufactured, I think, on or after 1899 and uses ammunition readily available in the United States. However, I have seen people say that you can have, you know, the particular rifles because the receivers in these rifles are manufactured before 1898, and so therefore those things are legal. But I don't, I mean, and obviously they use ammunition that's readily available in the United States,
so
I don't know what that means.
So let me see if I've got this straight. It seems pretty confusing.
Yep.
So you can't have a firearm under any condition, except if it's older than 1899.
Correct.
You can't have a sword. Oh, wait. No, you can't have a cane sword, but you can have...
Sword.
Now, this is only in New Hampshire, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so...
Other states, I can have a cane sword.
You cannot have a cane sword, but you can have a sword.
Yep.
You can have a cane.
Yep.
You could have a monopod, so long as it's not used as a deadly weapon.
Correct.
In offensive purposes, right? So in Rich Paul's case, he had a monopod for a video camera, and at some point when some thugs were coming to attack, what appeared that they were coming to attack him and his girlfriend at the time, and he wielded at that point the monopod as in a defensive stance, that would not have been
that's legal possession. From what I can tell. I am not a lawyer, and this is not legal advice.
Yeah. Okay. Any other specific things you can't have? There's like a long list, right? Of different
things? Specific things like dirks and stilettos and
under any
metallic knuckles.
Even for defensive purposes, you can't have those things.
Well, there's... Okay, so pretty much anything's acceptable if my life is threatened.
But you can't have possession up until that point.
I mean, they're going to want to know why do you have metallic knuckles?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They fell from the sky, or whatever the claim is, but at that moment in time, I would be able to use whatever I wanted to. Not that I think metallic knuckles are particularly good defensive or offensive. Probably better an offensive weapon, but not particularly good defensive one.
Share your thoughts, maybe your experience with weapons and felons. Toll-free numbers, 855-450-FREE.
I can't tell you how many people a year go to prison. I mean, there's... hundreds of people in this country that go to prison that haven't committed a crime in a decade.
But they got caught with a gun as a felon.
But they are a felon with a gun, yeah. And that's, you know, just it.
Robert's in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live at the NMR. Hey, Robert.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, I heard you guys talking about, you know, convicted felons and weapons and stuff like that. But, I mean, is it... what you've named off, Mark, are the things you can't have?
What was the question? I'm sorry.
Is it the state laws and federal laws? Is it what you just got done reading off? Are them the things you can't have, like knives and guns and stuff? They didn't say anything in there about you couldn't have a can of hornet spray or a ball peen hammer.
That's true. You can have a ball peen hammer or a hornet spray.
Hey, I'm telling you what, I live by myself. Okay, if I'm in bed and if I'm sleeping, if somebody breaks in, you know, I got my ball peen hammer and I got my can of hornet spray right here.
Right on, Robert. Thanks for the call, man. And
some of that hornet spray will shoot like 25 feet.
Yeah, right? 855-453. That's 855-450-3733.
I'd hate to get a face full of that stuff. Can you imagine?
All right, we'll come back. I'd rather have that than the ball peen hammer, I think. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home. My thoughts exactly. Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits? Not possible. Great minds think alike. Until I tried No-No Pro. Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No? Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line. We're BFFs and you didn't tell me about No-No? Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it. No hair, no pain, no time-consuming expensive office visits? No, no, and No-No.
For a limited time, you can try No-No. No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No. Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And you can go to modup.net to learn about modafinil. If you need focus and are feeling fatigued, trying to get the extra edge when it counts, you can learn about modafinil at modup.net. And you'll find out that studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall, so you can get things done. Businessmen are talking about modafinil around the world. Modup.net is making the difference in their work, giving them that critical edge that they need. And over at modup.net, they provide the highest premium quality modafinil with the highest potency, so you enjoy significant results. And that's why they're the number one sponsor of Reddit's third-party nootropic testing project. Remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. Modup.net is, by the way, a supporter of the Bitcoin community. If you order with Bitcoin, you'll save 33%. To make the deal even better, use code FTL and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. So don't forget, code FTL over at modup.net. World-class service at a great price on modafinil. That's modup, M-O-D-U-P.net with code FTL. We've been talking about being a felon and being in possession of a weapon. In the case of our friend Rich Paul, he has gone to jail today, but not for that reason. He was put back in on a violation of probation, which are so easy to get. In fact, I'm surprised it took 6 months for him to get his violation of probation. It's just, when I was in jail, I was in there and I was in for civil disobedience for standing in front of a cop car while they were trying to arrest a lady for open container possession. Anyway, while I was in there, I met plenty of guys that were in for violation of probation. I mean, I don't know what the percentage of the jail is that's there for violation of probation.
It's generally a pretty good percentage.
But yeah, it's a fair amount. And, you know, almost every single one of them were there for some nonsense. I mean, it wasn't like they beat somebody up. It was just they failed a drug test.
Well, I've got to say, as somebody who sat in prison for 8.5 years, I would see a lot of people come and go, you know, on different VOPs of some sort or another.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought, what a dumbass. I really just couldn't believe how many of these guys would end up back in jail. Like, I knew if I got my opportunity, it wasn't going to happen.
Mm.
However, I think a lot of these guys, you know, I mean, employment prospects aren't as good as I, you know, the expectation I have. Like, I understand that. Like, I don't know. I just don't think they're prepared. I don't think they're prepared. I don't think they have what the skills that that it takes to sort of live a good, you know, a straight life and not get in trouble. I don't know.
It's just so easy. I mean, to VOP, they can come and search your house anytime they want to in most cases. And
yes, but they don't want to get you unless they want to get you, Ian.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these people are probation officers. They've got a lot of people they're working with.
Right.
Unless you mess with them, they don't tend to mess with you. I mean, they mostly want you to succeed. And, you know, there's the people that clearly are not caring whether they succeed or not, and those people tend to not do very well. Yeah, if you're going to exercise your rights as a free man walking on the land, yeah, things aren't going to go very well. Mm-hmm. If you say this
because
is
you're
probation,
not a free man, you're a prisoner.
You indeed you
probation,
are.
Probation, you are a prisoner on the outside of the facility.
Absolutely,
period.
You are a prisoner on the outside of the facility. As long as you conduct yourself in that fashion, you will get done, and you will live.
Yeah.
You know, you'll live the happy, free life that you want to live.
I got to say, today what happened with our friend Rich Paul, where he was sentenced to 6 months in jail for a couple violations of his probation involving cannabis, I think that he got what he wanted today. I mean, obviously, he would have preferred 3 months instead of six, but I think that ultimately this was a success. The weapons charges were failures. The state did not prove those. All they had proof of was he failed a drug test, and he admitted to using cannabis, and he said that he would not stop using cannabis in the future. So they actually wiped his probation away. Now he goes to jail for the equivalent of 3 months when you factor in good time, and when he gets out, probation is gone. Would you, Mark, given that even though you were sure you would have gotten through probation, and you weren't, by the way, on probation when you got out, were you?
Very brief time under a sort of a mistake.
Okay.
No. The answer is no.
Generally no. If you had been on probation, and you were in for a lot longer than Rich Paul, so
yep.
Rich is being sentenced to 50% basically of his previous sentence, in addition to get off of probation. If you could make that trade to spend more time in prison or jail, as Rich is now doing, and then be off the probation rather than having this 3-year thing hanging over your head. If you were in Rich's shoes, would you be feeling good about what happened? Or would you, if you could make that choice, let's just say you got the option. Look, all right, kid, you go into jail for another 6 months, and then no more probation after that, or we let you out now, and you're on probation for 3 years.
Right. Well,
what's the best choice from your perspective?
I tend to agree with you on this one, and I wasn't trying to say that Rich Paul is a dumbass. At least, certainly not in this circumstance. Basically, you're talking about spending 87 days in, you know, is what we sort of figured this out to be.
Well, he was in for 37 prior to the trial.
81. Anyway,
you're talking about a 4-month sentence.
Call it about 90 days on a 6-month sentence. Or,
it's really 120, but go ahead.
The math is there, man. Yeah. It's 90 days. He did 37 days already. You're asking me to deal with today, right?
I was talking about a theoretical.
Okay, 120, fine. Yeah. Of 120 days. You're asking me if
get off of another 2.5 years of probation.
I'm going to lay this out. You don't need to lay it out for me. Yes, 120 days versus 2.5 years in prison.
Yeah.
120 days in jail versus two and a half years on probation. I'd absolutely take the 120 days.
Yeah.
Especially in Rich's circumstance. Rich needs, in his mind, Rich needs to medicate with marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to medicate with marijuana. So he's not going to be able to not do that when he's on the streets.
Yep.
They're, you know, on probation. So he might as well take the 120 and just, you know, cold turkey it for that period of time and then go ahead and get out.
It was interesting.
But he claims that he makes terrible decisions when he's not on marijuana,
mm-hmm.
and that he ruined a personal relationship when he was in previously, and just sort of blames a lot of bad decisions on him being without marijuana the last time.
It's interesting. One of the things that was pointed out by Rich at the hearing was he claimed earlier in the hearing when he testified, and I was so glad he testified. I thought it was an important thing for him to do because you don't have to, obviously. But when he was testifying, he pointed out that he's not addicted to marijuana. He uses it for medical purposes to treat his depression. And when he got out of jail the most recent time, when he was out on bail awaiting the trial that was happening today, when he was out on bail, the judge said, you pee dirty, you go back in. You get another, your bail's gone at that point. And he pointed out, he actually admitted at the hearing today, and I wonder if we're going to get the bail money back over this. This wasn't made real clear, so whether or not the bail money's going to come back. But he admitted at the hearing to having smoked marijuana while in the two-week period while he was out on bail. So he admitted to violating the terms of bail. But what was interesting was that he pointed out that he waited until last night to smoke the marijuana. He's only smoked once in that two-week time frame. And he said he waited until after the drug test that he received yesterday or the day before. Like right before the trial, basically, he went into probation. He tested clean. So what he pointed out was that proves that he's not an addict, that he chose. You know, he chose to not use marijuana for those 2 weeks because he wanted to prove that.
I don't know if that proves anything. I mean,
it shows you're not an addict. If you're not using daily and you can stop easily with no major consequences, I don't know if it was easy either, but he did it. You know, if you can stop, then that, I think, shows that it's not a profound addiction.
Stop for periods of time. I mean, that doesn't really,
usually it's against their will. When they go to jail, they stop.
Sometimes they'll stop on their own for a period of time, for, a week or two, just to show to people that, hey, look, I'm in control of it.
I question their addiction, though. I don't think they're addicted.
I don't think marijuana is an addictive substance. I think that people can be addicted to it. But the fact that Rich Paul is on probation and shows that he and chooses not to and chooses to smoke marijuana is just as much of a indicator in the other direction that he is an addict, right? I don't think that that's – I don't
– No, that's not an indicator of addiction.
Well, continuing to use drugs in the face of negative consequences is, in fact, an indicator, a large indicator of addiction. That is what, the operating definition the drug treatment counselors use for addiction, that's it. Using drugs in the face of mounting bad negative consequences.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but the point Rich was making was that he'd been assigned to go to this drug counseling class where he would have to make some sort of admission that he was an addict, and this was a way for him to sort of prove in the court that he's not actually an addict, and that's completely an appropriate thing for him to be sentenced to, because for him to admit to something like that would be to tell a falsehood, tell a lie about himself. More coming up.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to torrent
Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent
Fiends archives.
Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent
link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link
and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.